The word for today is it's the weight that keeps you going. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 we read, I now live by faith in the Son of God. A man who inherited an antique grandfather clock with a brass pendulum watched as it pushed the big heavy weight back and forth. What a burden for a 100-year-old clock to bear, he thought. So one day he opened the glass case and unhooked the pendulum. Why did you remove my weight? The clock asked. The man replied, it was heavy and I wanted to lighten your load. The old clock exclaimed, what you don't understand is it's the weight that keeps me going. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And I now live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. God allows us to experience frustrations and burdens in order to develop our patience and humility and make us more dependent on him. Unlike us, he knows it's the weight that keeps us going. That's why the child he loves, he disciplines. The child he embraces, he also corrects. God is educating, training us. Discipline isn't much fun. It always feels like it's going against the grain. Later, it pays off, for the well-trained find themselves mature in their relationship with God. That's Hebrews chapter 12, verses 6 to 11. What weight is God using to produce the nature of Christ in you? Paul goes on to say, mortify your members which are upon the earth. The word mortify is related to mortuary, a place where there's nothing but dead, inactive bodies. In other words, instead of letting your earthly nature rule, ask the Holy Spirit to bring forth new life in you. And that's the word for today on UCB.